This is the Young Blood Life. What is going on, everybody?
Hi.
You see, you waved again.
I did, and because there's people watching, and then I said hi.
But majority of the people are listening.
That's okay.
Especially our listeners over in France, by the way.
Bonjour.
So we have like 80% of the people listen to our podcast here in the United States.
Wait, hold on. Guys, take a deep breath. I got my hair did. It is
we're getting
not.
To that. We're getting to that.
Look how.
Okay, for those that are watching, look
fabulous
how beautiful this
it looks. I'm so.
She did
you
the,
see that?
Apparently,
so
there is.
It's a reverse bylash.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even think you know what that is.
Actually, it's where you put the lighter on the bottom and the darker on the top.
Apparently, that you have winter or fall colors.
He didn't know this.
And you have spring colors for hair.
You go warm in the winter and light in the spring and summer.
Now, who's going to give me the memo? Because the hair that comes in on my head and face is turning white.
Not my fault. I can do something about
mine.
Does
that mean I'm getting in my perfected stage? Just a question.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
Anyway, the question is, you know 80% of our listeners are in the United States.
Yes.
Do you know that 5% of our listeners are in France?
That's only 85.
Well, the rest of, I mean, I can go down the whole details.
That's okay.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
I know.
You're saying that there's 5%, 5%. So I want to give a shout out to all of our 5% people who listen to our podcast over in France. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Apparently you understand English or really poor version of English, which is more me than her. Hers is more perfect. Mine's more redneck. I think that's the right word for it.
Probably.
Yeah, more redneck. Yeah, that's about right.
That's it.
But yeah, so 5% of people listen to our podcast in France. And that to me, that's kind of cool. When it's all broken down, look, France, 5%.
Yep, Sweden.
Now, here's cool. Now, out of France, 88% of them are in, don't even try it, you go for it, because I'll destroy their beautiful names.
I'm not going to try it either.
Hauts de France, I don't know. H-A-U-T-S, correct me, tell me how to say this. The other ones are, you know,
let's not try.
Go here, but inside that, read, what's that town? That is the town, that is the city.
I don't know.
100% of the people in the city apparently listen to us on here.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're not right there. Robax. Totally butchered
it. Nope, can the X be pronounced?
I know, it's an O, it's an A-I-X is something else. I don't know. I just destroyed your
then you have
language.
France, Bahamas, Sweden, the UK, Canada, and Australia.
No, it keeps
Brazil,
going.
Brazil, the Netherlands.
Yep, goes forever.
Helsinki. Which is in...
Anyway, so you got your hair did.
I did.
It's beautiful. Are you happy? Yeah. They chopped a lot of your hair off.
They did, but it was so... Guys, it was so dead. Like, it felt like nasty, coarse, bad horse hair is what it felt like. Or a short hair pointer dog.
But now it's all soft and
so
beautiful.
Soft.
And
they did a botanical...
A botanical on it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was so nice.
It's so funny. I go in there bouncy. And I do my normal routine, and that
he
is what...
He brought them donuts.
And when you get your hair done, I always bring in donuts.
Donuts.
And when I bring donuts,
you yawn. Gosh.
It's your deal, not mine. But when you get your hair done, I always bring donuts. I always bring donuts to the ladies that do your hair.
Yep.
And I don't know if they liked it or not, but they.
Yeah. They were eating them.
They like. Who doesn't like donuts, right? Do you like donuts?
I didn't like the one I had.
You chose wrong.
I was pointing to the double chocolate one. You.
There was no. There was no double chocolate
in
there.
Yeah, because the lady was eating the double chocolate one. There was.
I didn't see a double chocolate in there.
You're wrong. Look.
Okay, everybody's checking out your hair. You look beautiful.
Now let's get to our subject. What are we talking on?
Our subject's easy.
Okay.
We're going to do a movie review. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
No, we haven't.
So now that we've talked for 4.5 minutes about meaningless nothingness and amazingness and the people that listen to us in France, now it's time to get on to the actual
meat review.
What movie we review?
It was...
Why are you going outside? Why don't you put stuff on your legs? Those, see, when you walk around with shorts that are up to your belly button and you show off nothing but leg, it look and you have a hoodie on that goes past your shorts, it kind of makes you look like you got no pants on.
They can think that, but they're wrong.
Anyway, the movie that we saw.
What movie did we see?
It was with Brad Pitt, and I can't remember the name of it.
So you're going to go to that one.
Oh,
I was thinking. I was thinking of a different one.
Thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking of?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
So.
I'm not going to kill you with my harmony, because I have
none. Was that harmony?
Because I have none.
Anyway, yesterday.
Deftone.
Deftone. We can do two quick movie reviews.
No, we can time. Do the other one later.
Anyway, no, let's talk about both of them.
Okay.
This one's been out. It's now on Redbox and other stuff like that. And the other one is out in theaters right now.
Swirly Penguin 29 is online.
Swirly Penguin just got a shout out on the podcast. Anyway, so yesterday.
Oh, it's going like this.
Yep. So yesterday, what about yesterday?
Yesterday was a great movie.
All about the Beatles music,
all
essentially.
All about the Beatles.
I mean, it doesn't really, it has John Lennon in it.
Yeah.
Which apparently John Lennon is alive. What? Why are you doing quotations?
John Lennon's in it.
Why are you doing quotations? Stop making me yawn.
John Lennon's in it.
Anyway, so what's the movie about, Jen?
It is about a guy who loves karaoke.
No. Not karaoke.
He liked karaoke.
Incorrect.
Okay, Devin, tell the story, because I was about to tell you what he
go
was
for
doing.
It.
No, that's
no,
okay. Go
no,
ahead.
No, go ahead. You can talk about your karaoke movie, but I did not get any karaoke out of that
karaoke,
movie.
And then he started singing and writing music on his own. Then he started singing on his own, and his manager, which was his best friend since childhood, would get him gigs and everything to bars and nightclubs and birthday parties and whatnot and everything. And then all of a sudden, there was a blackout around the U.S., which kind of has to be
just U.S.
Just
the world.
I was going to say that. Okay, you finish.
No, go ahead.
No,
I'm listening.
Done.
I'm listening. You're being annoying now. Tell me what's up.
No, it's okay. You can finish.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
No.
Wait, don't you?
I don't know the movie, so I'm gonna let you finish.
You said blackout in the United States.
And then they say the U.S. and around the world.
The thing is, it was not just the United States. It was the entire world.
Entire globe. And then he was
blackout.
Hit by a car.
Yep.
And when he woke up, he started saying all these things, and people were like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? So every time he would ask for a Coke, they thought he wanted drugs.
My favorite part is when he would ask for a Coke.
Yeah, they thought he wanted drugs. They're like, what?
Pepsi instead, sorry.
And then he started saying other stuff, like, well, what are you talking about? Like, they don't know who Harry Potter is, or cigarettes, or even the group Oasis. They don't know any of that. So he started going, I can do something about this. I could become famous by the Beatles songs, and people were loving them.
But there were, two people?
Two people in the world.
Technically, including him, three people in the world that actually knew the Beatles and actually knew they existed.
Yep.
And he was one of them, and he's butchered some of the songs. He admitted that to the people. And then he finally gives the people back everything they need, which would be the Beatles songs for free.
Yep.
He admitted that they were not his. And it ended up being a love story.
And professed his love to his best friend / manager since childhood.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all in all, movie.
It was a really good movie. I really liked it. So much so, I saw it twice in the short time that we rented it on Hulu or wherever we rented it.
Yeah, not Hulu, it was Vudu.
Vudu.
Yeah, so rented it, watched it.
You say Hulu, I say Vudu.
Two different streaming services, by the way.
I know.
You don't care, as long as it's streaming and you get to watch it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's what that's all about. It was good. Now, let's do the other one.
Okay.
Cool. So, we watched it with Ad Astra.
Yeah, something like
that. Astra. It's a movie by Brad Pitt. Yep. Who is texting me?
It's Allie Isom. How are you getting texts from Allie Isom?
No, that's not that. Somebody's texting somebody.
Am I getting this text? I don't know.
Nope, it's me. I don't
know. Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So, Brad Pitt movie essentially comes down to...
Really good movie also.
His father was a supposedly hero had a
hero.
Yeah.
He thought his father was a hero. Everybody in the world thought his father
still kind of was.
Kind of was.
So then they start blaming his father about these big blackouts
caused by
the power supply from the ship that he was on that went to go explore Neptune.
Yep.
So it's all about space. And then what ended up happening is you have Brad Pitt never really knew his dad because dad left him. Dad was a bitter old man. He'd been away from people for a long, long time. Obviously, he's been in space.
Super bitter old man.
Yeah, pretty much. Played by Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep. He was definitely showing his age.
Yeah, he's starting to age a little bit. Even Brad Pitt started showing his age a little bit. He's no longer that young buck that everybody thinks he is. Or was. Still kind of good looking.
I remember had a thing for Brad Pitt.
Never had a thing for Brad Pitt. Guess what's about to happen?
Cue the music.
Ready? The music. Three, two, one. Hi.
Hi.
You.
The neighbors Austin and Kayla invited me to eat dinner with them.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Andrea said it's fine.
Okay. Sure.
They're having a really good dessert.
What are they having?
I don't know. It's called Apple Crisp.
Oh, okay.
Apple Crisp is good.
Okay. Yeah. Say hi.
All right. I'm now 9 years old.
Yeah, you are now old.
Go enjoy dinner.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
So, I'm going to the movie, though.
I'm going to grab my fork.
Okay.
All right, go take your sword over there. You can. Go. Just bring it back.
Actually, no. I have to bring my squishmallow back.
All right, that's what you got to do. So,
bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Too.
We know. And essentially, it's a space travel movie, an emotional space travel movie, but about dealing with problems and moving on with life and things like that. Supposedly, Brad Pitt's character could keep his heart rate low all the time. So that's what made him perfect for space travel.
Even when he was...
Stressful situations.
Yeah.
It's high stressful situations. And in one scene, it shows him actually taking over landing of this one ship. And he told the captain died. So then they had the co-captain, whatever you want to call him, co-pilot, was to take over.
He was kind of murdered by space...
Monkeys. Yeah, space monkeys.
Yeah.
Is a thing.
Means, space baboons.
Means the baboons were in space.
Yeah.
And they got free and they killed them.
Because of
So we've given away tons of spoilers.
Yes.
And I don't care. It is what it is. That's what we normally do. So, but yeah, all in all, how good of a movie did you like it?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yeah. I mean, it was a great movie.
I liked it.
Wasn't phenomenal, but it was.
It's not something I would see again, but it is a really good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth paying $5 at the theater if you go see it that way. So, yeah.
Too bad we didn't pay $5.
Nope, we paid $10. We paid $10, but that's because my days off are totally different.
True.
So, anyway, go check them out. But yeah, I highly recommend Yesterday. Yesterday would be my top pick over the other one.
I agree. It was really good.
But we'll rip a few more movies and do that that way.
Well, you know what I enjoyed about that movie yesterday, though?
What?
We had a date in.
That was a date.
We got DoorDash for Buffalo Wild Wings.
We should do that this coming week.
Yeah, and we sat on the couch and watched the movie Eating Buffalo Wild Wings our pajamas.
So this week, this coming Friday, we should send the kids away. We should do that again.
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Like every other week. We should do it every other week.
Every other week.
Every other week we should do date in, and then the following week we have a date out. I'm good with that. So that means this week has to do it.
But this past time was back-to-back. I've just been a lot of back-to-back.
Well, we haven't had a date in forever anyway.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I've been working way too much anyway.
So, yep.
Anyway, go check out the movies. Really good. If you want to spend the money for the Brad Pitt movie, add a straw. Go check it out. It's a good movie. But if you want to rent a good movie, go check out Yesterday. And if you don't like it, tell us why you didn't like it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
See ya.